Tech Talk with Jess Kelly.
Thanks to Vodafone Business. With cybersecurity solutions from Vodafone, your business can hack off the hackers. See vodafone.ie/business.
This is News Talk.
Yet you're very welcome along to the show coming up over the next hour. I think I'll take my That was my most listened to song this year, according to Spotify Wrapped. Colm Bouygues will join me to talk through his list and the genius marketing behind it all. Derek Riley will talk us through the new car sales stats for November and what they tell us about attitudes towards EVs in Ireland. And I'll have more small business shout-outs. As ever, if you want to get in touch, you can drop me an email to techtalk@newstalk.com or you'll find me on Instagram at JessKellyNT. But let's start with this. In my little black dress and sitting. Just a heart broke, high heel, 6 inch in the back of the nightclub, sipping champagne. I don't trust any of these I'm with in the back of the taxis. On calls, drunk texts, drunk tears, drunk. So I was looking for a man who was on the same page. Lounge back to the intro, back to the bar, to the Bentley, to the hotel, to my own way. Yeah, so that is one of my most listened to songs of 2024. That is Escapism by Ray. And I know that it was one of my most listened to songs because Spotify told me the first Wednesday after Thanksgiving is always when they push out the information from Spotify Wrapped. Colm Bouygues of Off The Ball is with me once again. Colm, hi.
Hi, Jessica. It's been a minute.
You've been very, very excited for Spotify Wrapped since, I want to say, about August. You love this.
Yeah, I was wondering what it was going to be, you know. I think the last time we did this was last year. Last time we were on Tech Talk together, your show, was last year. On Spotify Wrapped themes. I believe it was the last time. And we played out with a song called Etsy. Or was it Darling by Etsy or something like that?
Esby, is it not?
Yeah. And it was played. We played it from my phone. I think it was played naturally. Yes. And lo and behold, like 12 months on, like nowhere to be seen that song.
Because
a life-changing circumstance changed my playlist.
Baby Bouygues.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'll give you an immediate highlight when I was looking at my Spotify Wrapped this past week.
Go for it.
Was that I listened to Spotify for 776 minutes on one day.
It's 11 hours.
Which is precisely 12.9 hours. Yeah. And the day was the 23rd of April. And I thought to myself, geez, like, was the traffic mad? What was going on that day? And it was when my wife was in labour with our first child. And so we had two playlists. We had Labour Relaxed and Labour Upbeat.
Okay.
So we were playing songs back and forth between the playlists.
Mm-hmm.
And the Labour was very long.
Mm-hmm.
To be precise, I said 776 minutes equated to 12.9 hours and the Labour was 29 and a half hours. So the only reason that there's not more minutes added to that is because we ran out of time and it went into midnight on the 24th. So it actually continued into the next morning, but not enough to beat that record. So that's how long it was playing for. And we were only debating this week. It was like, what song was played or playing at 9:27 a.m. on Wednesday the 24th of April? And we're still debating it.
You told me.
What, do you know which one it was?
You told me it was a Talking Head song.
Yeah, it was. So that was the one we were debating. And it's the Talking Head song. I have it for you here now. I want to get this right. It's in the movie Wall Street, for all you Michael Douglas and Charlie Sheen fans out there. And there's plenty of those. This was by Talking Heads. And the song is called This Must Be The Place.
Which is one of my favourite songs of all time.
Is it? Yeah. You love Talking Heads, I know that. But that song specifically is a massive tune.
Massive.
And we think that was the song that occurred. And then to give you a follow-up statistic was, I was in the top 0.001% of global listeners to the song Unfinished Sympathy by Massive Attack. And again, I was wondering why was that the case? So I streamed it 90 odd times, 70 odd specifically in May. And I was thinking, oh yeah, that was the only song that the little baby would fall asleep to in May. So I had to play that repeatedly to her. That's and she would fall asleep to it.
Because I remember when Baby Boog was born, on the first few days, you'd send little videos of her asleep and you'd always be playing some weird, like, umphy, dancey track that mm-hmm. she seemed to just very much enjoy.
Yeah, it was, the very start was gangster rap. So I would take her into the spare room the early hours of the morning and she would sleep on my chest to the dulcet tones of Dr. Dre and Snoop.
So relaxing.
In the 90s,
yeah,
when there was a bit of an edge to them. Mm-hmm. They didn't have the money yet. So she loved that. And then it transferred into trip-hop, I think, is the genre of Unfinished Sympathy, to be specific.
Okay.
But it's really interesting. It was that, because, like, I suppose we'll get onto this about how detailed the rap is this year. It's mm-hmm. crazy. But in February, my favourite genre was jazz. I was, why was that? And it was the artist Chet Baker. I was like, oh yeah, Chet Baker features prominently in the last series of Ted Lasso in an episode called Amsterdam.
Which I didn't love that episode.
I loved it though. And two of the characters talk about the story of how this guy, Chet Baker, this legendary jazz musician, ended his life. But the song of his that they play soundtracks like the happiest moments of that episode, which is a very happy episode.
Mm.
And it turns out I play that song repeatedly, which then what Spotify will do is play like-minded songs. Now, the issue I have to get more objective and cold about the whole situation about Spotify is they're lazy.
Go on.
If you play a song,
yeah,
the next half a dozen songs are just ones that you're already familiar with. In my experience, they don't introduce new music to you.
Well, this is a big controversy in the world of Spotify. They've mm-hmm. started to do this thing. If you listen to... So I have a starred playlist. Every song that I like is onto my starred playlist thing. That's my master playlist I listen to all the time. And if you put that on shuffle, they've now introduced this AI shuffle. So every three songs, they will introduce a song that is befitting of your playlist.
Mm.
Some people don't like it. And if you want to turn it off, here's a top little tip for you. If you press the shuffle button three times, it'll get rid of the AI suggestions, because I'd be waddling along and then all of a sudden some random song that I don't know would come on and I didn't like it at all. But if you're someone like you who's a bit more adventurous and wants to expand your musical knowledge, then maybe the AI inserts is for you.
Okay, I didn't know that. I was just getting frustrated by it, because I do a playlist every year.
Yes.
With the name of the year.
Mm.
And what's my guarantee in this playlist? There's a song for everyone.
Okay.
My guarantee. And there's a story behind why each song has been added.
Okay.
So my 2024 playlist is every genre under the sun. And I'll regularly play the 2024 playlist while I'm commuting, and I'll just press the shuffle button. And there's about 100 odd songs in that playlist, which is some going for this year. Because I think last year we had this conversation, it was about 70 odd. 100 odd songs. I'm telling you, I'm convinced the shuffle plays the same 10 songs every time.
Really?
Because when I manually go through the list, I haven't heard that song in ages. Yeah, I'm telling you, like, Spotify are lazy.
That's not ideal.
No. No. The rap is, I would imagine, tedious.
It's all automated, though.
Well, but to get it set up in the first place, the hard work is done and now they're doing it further.
Yeah.
But this year has been the introduction of this AI rap of your rap.
The podcast, the AI podcast.
Crazy.
So did you listen to yours?
Yeah, so this male and female
AI voices
are going back and forth in like a casual manner, conversation.
It's kind of like what's happening right now, except, you know, I can confirm that I'm not AI and I don't think you're AI.
There is no proof of that though.
There's no proof. Nobody can prove it.
This could be AI. And that's how convincing the Spotify podcast.
No, their voices are even more annoying than my voice.
And they talk about like they know you.
Mm.
And it was freaky level of detail.
But, so let's just take your 2024.
Yeah.
Obviously, you had the beautiful little bebe come in April. That was a huge moment. And music was obviously a big part of that.
Yeah.
And so your listening habits changed as a result of that. And it can be very, like, emotional and revealing when you see the insights that you have. So we moved into our house in August. Mm. And there's, like, two or three albums that we had on repeat when we were moving in. And that's now pretty high up on my Spotify Wrapped. And it's a really nice way to look back on your year, because it's different to what I would have had on my Spotify 2023. So I think it is, as much as it is a bit freaky deaky that they can see how many minutes of a song you listen to and so on.
Mm.
I actually think it's a lovely way to look back on your year.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be a fan of it. I mean, people I noticed this year still shared the findings on their Instagram stories. I thought it had become passé, but people are still legitimately doing it.
I didn't. The only thing that I did share, and I don't know if you saw these on yours, but when I clicked through the like Instagram story version of the Spotify Wrapped, there was two things that actually made me lol. So the first one was, May was your indie sleaze shred modern rock season. Don't know what that means. And then February was my McBling strut pop phase. Again, no clue what either of those two things mean. But I think it just identifies the different genres that you listen to.
And you appreciated the language that they used.
I did, yeah.
The wordies.
The wordies, yeah.
In June, I was back on Britpop, they told me.
Oh, was that when Oasis was announced, though?
It might have been. I don't know. That felt like later. I can't remember that now. But I suppose because the weather improved, and automatically when that happens, I go back to Oasis. But it was actually mostly Pulp.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. The song called Do You Remember the First Time? And a song called Babies.
Cute.
So people say that their music tastes change when having a baby. And we had the renowned chef Mark Moriarty on Off the Ball Breakfast this past week, doing his You Had to Be There. And they had a baby only 7 weeks ago. And he said his most played song on Spotify now is White Noise. That's not the name of a cool song. That is literally White Noise. I remember doing that at the very, very start, before the gangster rap phase. That was the very first thing we used to do, was the White Noise.
Was she into it?
It did help. Yeah, it was very effective, but it was dull for the adults. Yeah. And then I was like, well, this is dull. I'm not getting much sleep, so I might as well have some fun. So then I started playing songs that I like. And then they seemed to not bother her. So I kept going with it. And then the peak was Unfinished Sympathy, when she actively seemed to enjoy that song.
Yeah. I can't wait for when we're doing this next year and you're like the Bluey soundtrack and Peppa Pig and Baby Shark.
It'll become adorable, because this year it's the same as every year, by the way. Number one is the Moneyball soundtrack. Michael Banner.
Oh, you're so predictable.
I'm like the top point something 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 percent of his listeners worldwide. So I said this last year, I said to anyone who listen, if you're busy in work or studying or whatever you're up to and you have a lot of work to do, throw on the Moneyball soundtrack. You'll find it easily if you have Spotify, and it's the most amazing music in which to focus. Focuses the mind. Instrumental. So that's always my number one. And then I had this, like, can I use language in this show, Jess? But I had an adjective jazz group. Do you know what I mean when I was about to say adjective jazz? It was like, say, self-indulgent.
Fain Trulu is the Irish word, yeah.
Berlioz, Berlioz, for anyone listening there, they might be familiar with it. They have songs such as Deep In It and NYC in 1940, and they're very cool tunes, very cool. So I've sent it, them and those songs, to the most hipster of buddies of mine, and none of them will come back to me saying that they're familiar with them.
Yeah.
And they are my number two most listened to artist this year. And then the rest is Britpop. How about you?
Well, so the top of mine was Taylor Swift.
Now, I've heard this from lots of people. And some embarrassed genres of people saying it too.
I wasn't happy about it. My defense, and there's nothing wrong with Taylor Swift, but it's just I'm actually not a Taylor Swift fan. But I took my niece Ellie to see Tay Tay this year.
You did?
And I felt like I needed to know the music to be able to appreciate it. And then also she was listening to it as well. So essentially, she's hijacked my Spotify. So it's no longer reflecting my taste.
So you actually personally weren't listening?
I listened to a bit of it for sure. But
your niece was the most active person when it came to listening to Taylor Swift on your device.
On my device.
So you feel cheated.
I do.
So your second most listened to artist is actually your true answer.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Which is Talking Heads again.
So you listen to Talking Heads every day?
Most days, yeah.
Okay, and you're 3 to 5?
I can't remember what 3 was. Number 4 was the Beatles.
Yeah, I had Beatles as number 5.
Did you? I didn't think you were a Beatles person.
I would be. I was mad into them much younger.
Yeah.
And I felt like I had heard everything. And then...
Did you watch the new Beatles documentary on
Is that the one,
Disney?
Is that the one where you see them creating songs themselves?
No, that was the one from last year. This one is very much focused on their first trip to America when they went on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Oh, okay.
And it's kind of behind the scenes footage of them in the hotel. And you just see how young and, I suppose, naive and happy they were. It's quite sweet. And it's against the backdrop of JFK being shot and what was going on in America at the time. That fangirl culture that was so heavily there. Mm-hmm. But it was fascinating. I very much enjoyed
it. Why did they make it so big in America and other British bands fail to replicate their success?
Well, this is something that comes up all the time. It's just the time and place of it all.
There was no one like them beforehand.
Yeah.
Nobody.
No. And they were different to, like, because we watched the Elvis.
Elvis is big before them.
Yeah, so we watched the Elvis thing that you told me to watch the other day.
Oh, you watched Think of It, the one, the 68 comeback special.
Yeah. And it was quite interesting. So if you look at Elvis and then if you look at the Beatles were kind of a bit more clean cut than Elvis, particularly towards the latter part of Elvis's career. So there was that thing of something new, something different, something very polished, the matching haircuts, the little head wobbles when they sing She Loves You, all that kind of stuff. But in the wake of Liam Payne's death from One Direction, there was a talk of how One Direction had elements of that in modern life. But you don't see it as frequently as you would have back in the day.
No, I mean, I think this is probably a whole different conversation, but the idea of a band is quickly dissipating from music.
I disagree.
Name me bands.
There's loads of bands.
See, the fact that you went to the politician answer of just loads while you buy yourself time to think of
no, any but like
modern bands, rock bands.
The Killers.
20 odd years ago they came out.
Yeah, they're still around.
Okay, but so are you too. I mean, I'm talking about like new rock bands.
I don't know.
See, it's done, like duets are in.
Mm.
Samples.
Mm.
Gone are the rock bands.
No, sure, I'm going to see Fontaine's DC tonight in the Three Arena. Good Irish band.
Okay, yeah.
Going to see them tonight. Okay. Very excited.
Good.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's go back to the conversation about Spotify because I'm losing this argument. So overall, like one of the things that strikes me, and I was on with Kieran Cudahy on Wednesday and I made this point, the Spotify Wrapped is the ultimate marketing genius.
I think you presented this in a presentation before.
I did present this in a presentation before.
So let the outside world in on your idea.
Well, I just
idea.
Think... Because you and I have had conversations before about tracking technology and, you know, wearables on your wrist and all that sort of stuff. We don't like the idea of big tech tracking us and knowing stuff about our lives. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to Spotify, because it makes you seem cool or quirky or like you have a great music taste, everybody is happy to show the level of tracking that Spotify has, down to how many minutes you were listening to Spotify the day your child was born. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's very, very intimate knowledge.
Yeah.
And the fact that they have it pre-packaged with the Spotify branding means if you were on Spotify on Wednesday or Thursday of this week, all you'd have seen was Spotify everywhere. To the point where now Netflix is trying to catch up with Netflix Wrapped and stuff like that, but it doesn't have the same oomph and impact.
So they had the introduction of the AI podcast this year.
Yeah.
To summarize your Spotify in the year that was. And do you envision this going somewhere again further next year and the years beyond to the point where it becomes troubling for people?
I think people will end up losing the rag with it for sure.
I wonder what would that scenario be where people are no longer comfortable with it. It probably would be the detail of what kind of mood you were in when listening to it.
But that's pretty much it though. Like, you can already see that. Like, if you scan through your playlist, and depending on the kind of music listener you are and all the rest, but you could kind of figure out, like, it told me that February I was what, like pop swagger or something like that. What if it said that you were emo, sad songs, breakup albums or whatever? Would you want that put in a nice Spotify presentation?
Well, no, I mean, it's fair game now because that's just the genre of music that you were listening to, but then you would personalize it because you'd remember what happened at that time. But Spotify isn't saying that you're going through a tough time. That's what I'm envisioning happening, is that they will actually be able to say, remember when you listened to Blink 182 because you remember you broke up? Remember they broke up with you? Do you remember that?
Do you remember you were devastated?
And that would be the word they'd use. It wouldn't be so cute. Remember when he broke your heart? Do you remember that? Do you remember how that made you feel? Anyway, you were listening to that.
Yeah, it's a bit Black Mirror, I guess, when you delve into it to that extent.
You see, I think we had this discussion last year, which is I've long made peace with the fact of accepting cookies and whatnot.
Yeah.
And understanding that there is a give and take relationship when it comes to humans and technology, in that the take is information at your fingertips and anything you ever want to know in seconds.
Mm.
And the give is that, okay, but we're going to find out pretty much everything about your likes and dislikes.
But you see, I'm okay, and this like, I'll say this with a caveat, but to a certain extent, I'm okay with the company taking my data when I understand and accept why they're taking it and how they're going to use it. What I don't like is when it's packaged in a really cute way for me to share on social so that everyone and their mother can see it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but it's up to you to share that. You don't have to do it.
Yeah, people get caught up in the wave. I was sick of looking at Instagram on Wednesday evening when everyone was posting the little snapshots. It's like, okay, cool. Like, well done. You're like a band that nobody cares about.
The reason, like you say, it's such a brilliant marketing move is that you're generally looking at the stories and people, and we're talking about Instagram particularly here, of people that you, at the very least, are interested in. You might not even like them, but you're intrigued, but there's something about them is the reason why you're seeing their story in the first place, because obviously they'll be the prominent people in your story. They're furthest left. So that's who you're seeing first.
Yeah.
I'm guessing is how Instagram works in the algorithm, is people you engage with most.
Yeah.
Because if you keep going on your stories, you'll end up in like publications that you follow way down the line. So you kind of want to know, I'm friendly enough with Jess Kelly. I wonder why. I never knew she liked talking heads. And then for whatever reason, and this is just human nature, anyone listening to this right now can think of someone that applies to for them. It's like, oh, I never knew that they'd like that. I thought they'd like something else. And I think that's the key ingredient to its success and why people share it.
Yeah.
And also people, and on the other side of it, people want to illustrate their tastes. But funnily enough, you'll see people who would typically share everything about their lives who haven't shared their Wrapped this week because they're embarrassed or ashamed by what they've listened to most.
What a sad reflection of society. My final question is, are you going to get Baby Buick her own Spotify account so you can keep your Notions one with Moneyball at the top? Or are you going to sacrifice it to Bluey or Peppa Pig or Baby Shark next year?
I mean, I'd like to tell you that I'll do the first, but you know me, I'm just going to do the second part where, yeah, she can listen to whatever on mine. But I'll be able to separate the truth. You know, I'll be shouting back at Rapt at the end of 24. That's not true. That's not, I wasn't listening to that. That was her.
Right. We are going to play out with one of your top songs. What song would you like to hear?
I think we should go, if you don't mind, being the top 0.001% global listener of Unfinished Sympathy by Massive Attack. I would greatly appreciate it.
Here you go.